Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
O.J. Simpson, his name still remains synonymous as one of the most infamous murder trials of the 20th century. Acquitted all the way back in 1995 for the brutal slayings of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend, Ron Goldman. His case still haunts many. A new Netflix docuseries, American Manhunt, O.J. Simpson, now reignites the controversy with shocking revelations from those who knew him best, including a former close confidant who claims Simpson all but admitted to the crime. Let's watch the trailer for that before we dive deeper into what we're going to find in this new docuseries. I actually tried to start watching it last night and then I fell asleep. But here's what it's all about. Check it out.
All right, the girl.
This is AC. I have OJ in the car. I'm coming up the freeway.
They are certain that OJ is in the passenger seat.
Mr. Simpson is a wanted murder suspect.
OJ is in custody.
This was a trial involving the most famous celebrity ever charged with murder.
Going nuts. Gonna beat the shit.
My brother was returning Nicole's glasses and was slaughtered to death.
I was the last person that saw OJ before the murders.
There was more evidence than I had ever seen in my life.
A lot of witnesses didn't testify.
I recognized his voice.
I witnessed him discarding the murder weapon.
I've seen a lot of the evidence ignored.
Nobody could anticipate what would happen next.
Detective Furman, did you plant any evidence in this case? Have you ever falsified a police report?
This is a bombshell.
It was extraordinary.
And it was a disaster.
We had no idea how big this was.
We have one of the most important items of evidence in this case.
Remember these words. If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
He don't play by rules.
This is the most talked about murder case in American history.
The trial went on for months and months. The jury didn't even deliberate for one day.
We, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant, Orenthal James Simpson.
Justice can be different things to different people.
In case you weren't playing along at home, they did find him not guilty. I was in, I think, seventh or eighth grade. I remember watching that where they had to wheel the cart into the room for the television.
On the big stand.
Big old stand. And we watched it. And then we got to lunch late. And it was in Mr. Steckbauer's class, if you're out there watching. He's reached out to me over the years a little bit because we've kept in contact. He was one of my favorite teachers. I remember that vividly. You remember where you were when that happened?
I was working in Minneapolis. I had just taken a job at a computer storage company. hated the company, hated the people. They were horrific. That was my first introduction to sexual harassment. One of the guys, when I talked about my contribution to the company and what I was doing, had asked for a raise, hadn't gotten one in a year. The guy literally unzipped his pants the day of the OJ trial, like verdict, and said, "You don't have one of these," as he whipped out his flaccid penis and said, "You won't be getting a raise." So, yeah, I will never forget the OJ verdict because of that day.
That's a fun day to correlate that with. Holy shit.
So anytime I see the verdict coming out, I immediately think of that guy's penis and why I didn't get a raise. But it did lead me into radio because I walked out of that company the next week.
Good.
And said I need to do something different with my life.
Just think of what I mean, because again, it was a totally different era. There, you wouldn't have been believed. They would have gotten you, and you just felt helpless. And that's just such bullshit. But I mean, happened today. You'd own the fucking company.
Oh no, shit!
It's But I mean, that's just how crazy, how much society has shifted. Anyway, Mike Gilbert, Simpson's former agent of 18 years, recalled a disturbing exchange he had with the former football star shortly after his acquittal. "I said, you know, OJ, I always thought you did it," Gilbert recounted. According to Gilbert, Simpson's response was chilling. "If Nicole wouldn't have opened the door with a knife, she would still be alive."
Oh.
He just kind of shook his head and said that, Gilbert added. "I don't sleep very well. I didn't sleep very well that night, so I quit." Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman were brutally murdered outside her Brentwood home in 1994. Though OJ was acquitted in the highly publicized criminal trial, a civil jury later found him liable for wrongful death and ordered him to pay millions to the victims' families, which they received absolutely nothing. The docuseries also includes harrowing testimony from those closest to the case, former LAPD detective Tom Lang, who informed Simpsons of Nicole's murder, described his reaction as strangely devoid of curiosity. "He didn't ask what happened, nor anything else," Lang said. "Not a lot of questions from Simpson. Didn't ask, how did she die? Who would kill her? We didn't get any of that," which doesn't make any damn sense. Nicole's sister, Denise Brown, was not as reserved. When she was told of her sister's death, her immediate response was, "It's OJ. I know he did it," according to Lang. Ron Goldman's sister, Kim, shared in the docuseries the horrifying reality of her brother's funeral. "My brother had his neck severed, so they had to hide certain parts so they wouldn't see it. It was all very super effed up," she said. According to the evidence laid out in the docuseries is a testimony of Ron Shipp, a former LAPD officer and longtime friend of Simpson. Shipp recounted visiting Simpson shortly after the murders and noticing a cut on his finger. When he asked about it, Simpson initially claimed he had cut himself on his car seat after dropping his phone. But moments later, Shipp watched Simpson give a completely different explanation to another visitor, stating, "I cut my finger on a glass in Chicago." Chip had long been in denial about his friend's possible guilt, but at that moment, he says, reality really set in. "I left his house and got in my car and I called my wife and I was crying," he said. "I was crying because I knew he did it." Chip also shared that Simpson had confided in him about violent thoughts before the murder, saying, quote, "I've had dreams of killing her," Simpson allegedly admitted to him. Nicole, too, had once confided in Chip about the abuse she suffered. "Your friend OJ hit me," she told him, "and this is not the first time." Despite his 1995 acquittal, Simpson was never able to escape the cloud of suspicion that followed him. He was later convicted in 2008 for an armed robbery in Las Vegas and spent nearly a decade behind bars. In 2024, he died of cancer at the age of 76. And no one cried.
No. No. Why? You know, it's interesting. I had a meeting today with Siobhan Scott, the psychotherapist that you interview frequently every week.
Yeah, a contributor.
And we talked a little bit about OJ because I didn't know if this would be a topic you'd be bringing up, but we started talking about basically psychopaths. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I said, why didn't he admit that he did this? You know, he knew he was dying. He wasn't going to be around anymore. And she basically said, because he's a hero in his own mind. why would he want to destroy his reputation? Even though we all knew that he did it, he didn't want to put that out there. And I just think that's a horrible tragedy. That, why not confess? You know, why not just say, yeah, I did it?
Because that's not how he's thinking. He is thinking that whatever took place was justified. And in his mind, it was. Just like he said to his friend or whoever it was that came over and said, if she didn't open the door with a knife, she would still be alive. So he views his reaction to Nicole having a knife at the door, because if that's what happened, she probably saw him coming, was probably concerned. For whatever reason, she probably had some inkling that he was not in a good place, and she was trying to defend herself. And then he overpowered her, I'm guessing, and then it all went to shit. Had she not done that, see, this is how he's viewing it. If you didn't do this, I wouldn't have to do that to you. That's how these fucking narcissistic monsters work. It's not ever, maybe I should not go kill her because she has a knife in her hand. Maybe I should just walk away and say, sorry. But no, because she did that, she had it coming. That's how he thinks. And it, in his mind, it's not a murder. It's just, it was a reaction. It's what you had to do in that sort of a situation. That's how he thinks, or that's how he thought, is how I view it. And that's how all these idiots think.
Yeah, and that's incredibly disturbing.
Yeah. I mean,
you know, and what was it like to be in his universe? You know, was he kind of a ditty in a way that you just did whatever you needed to do to keep him happy because he was a loose cannon and people knew it?
I wouldn't compare it to Diddy in terms of like the sexual escapades or anything, but in terms of narcissism, yes.
Where and it's power. I mean, the money, the power. OJ was back then.
Yeah, but I mean, OJ was nowhere near the level of Diddy. I mean, OJ was in a couple fucking B-rate movies, was a former football star, and had he lit or had this never happened, he would have just faded into oblivion and no one would have given a shit. He wasn't this massive, crazy, uber duper superstar that I think sometimes we look back on and like make him out to be. He was in Naked Gun and a couple other hits, and that was it. But he was like always playing really shitty supporting roles. His biggest fame came from football, which had ended a long time prior. So, I mean, this myth that he was just this, you know, I guess if you were really big into football back in the 70s, OJ would mean a lot more to you. To the general public, nobody gave a shit.
Well, that's a good point. It's a very good point. But it's, I remember at the time, this was the biggest trial we had ever seen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at the time.
And so, you know, like you said, there's a TV cart taken into your room at school for you to see the verdict. This was the biggest thing other than the Challenger taking off, you know,
or crashing
or Columbia. Yeah. Well, that too.
Yeah.
But this was a huge societal pivotal moment.
Yeah.
And now we're learning the truth. We've always known the truth, but now we're getting some evidence to show, yeah, we were right.
I don't know. I would go back, honestly. This is just really a rehashing of all the same shit over again with different people saying the same shit we already knew. You want to see the reality of it? Go watch. I believe it's on YouTube. Go watch the show, If I Did It. It was a Fox special that was taped a long time ago, didn't air, then eventually aired like 10 years later. It's a one-on-one with OJ, who once tried to put a book out called If I Did It. It was then pulled immediately because it's fucking insane. And then I think it ended up going out, but then all of the proceeds had to go to the Goldman family, I think was what.
Yes.
But I don't know that it ever actually did anything. But there was a TV special along with it on Fox. And he literally, it's such a sick TV special because, I mean, it's all for, I mean, it certainly achieves its goal, but it's so sick and weird where the interviewer is literally asking him, so hypothetically, if you did it, let's take me back to that night. Like, what happened? I actually just watched this the other day and like, okay, well, hypothetically, if this happens, I guess I would have done this. And he just walks through the fucking murder. And
well, he'd been acquitted, so he couldn't be tried again.
Well, who the fuck does that? Even if you didn't do it, if you did do it, why on earth would you be doing a special like this about the mother of your children, hypothetically talking about how you would have killed her on national television after you were acquitted of murder? But if you did do it, here's how I would have done it. What the fuck is that?
Yeah, what kind of sicko actually says, well, let me Monday morning quarterback this. You know, basically, like, here's how I would have done it, quote, if I had done it, wink, wink.
Yeah, well, if
sicko.
If the world works the way a lot of folks believe it does, I'm going to hope that there's a giant pitchfork up his ass right now as the flames continue to pull his flesh away from his body. That's how I really feel about OJ. How about you? Weather next. But first, this is Today on NBC.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I can't tell you how often I hear, oh, I'm a little OCD. I like things neat. That's not OCD. I'm Howie Mandel, and I know this because I have OCD. Actual OCD causes relentless, unwanted thoughts. What if I did something terrible and forgot? What if I'm a bad person? Why am I thinking this terrible thing? It makes you question absolutely everything, and you'll do anything to feel better. OCD is debilitating, but it's also highly treatable with the right kind of therapy. Regular talk therapy doesn't cut it. OCD needs specialized therapy. That's why I want to tell you about NoCD. NoCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for OCD. Their licensed therapists provide specialized therapy virtually, and it's covered by insurance for over 155 million Americans. If you think you might be struggling with OCD, visit NoCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call and learn more. That's NoCD.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.